Pope Benedict XVI traveled to the Quirinal Palace today, where the president of the Italian Republic, Giorgio Napolitano, received him, Chris Altieri reports.
Pope Benedict's trip to the former papal summer residence on top of Rome's Quirinal Hill on Saturday was his second official visit to the palace that is now home to the President of Italy.
Signor Presidente, l'odierna mia visita ha luogo nel giorno in cui l'Italia celebra con grande solennità il suo speciale protettore, San Francesco d'Assisi.
In remarks to Italy's president, Giorgio Napolitano, Pope Benedict noted that his visit coincides with the feast of Italy's patron, Saint Francis of Assisi. Pope Benedict said the choice of Saint Francis as Italy's patron is rooted in the profound correlation between the character and actions of the poor man of Assisi and the noble Italian nation. The Pope went on to say the figure of St. Francis is one that attracts believers and non-believers alike, and that in Francis' relationship with civil society we find the image of the Church's eternal mission.
Per portare a compimento questa sua missione,
in order to carry out her mission, said Pope Benedict, the Church must enjoy the right to religious freedom considered in all its breadth. Citing his address to the United Nations this past April, the Pope said the full guarantee of religious liberty cannot be limited to the free exercise of worship, but has to give due consideration to the public dimension of religion, and hence to the possibility of believers playing their part in building the social order. The Holy Father concluded with the words of his predecessor, Blessed John XXIII, who made a pilgrimage to Assisi on the eve of the Second Vatican Council.
Tu, Italia diletta, alle cui sponde venne a fermarsi la barca di Pietro.
O beloved Italy, to whose shores Peter's bark came to rest, and for this reason from all ports the several peoples of the world come to you, who welcome them with respect and love, may you keep the sacred testament to which you are committed before heaven and earth. God bless and protect Italy and all her inhabitants. I'm Chris Altieri.